we're holding here in Perek Dalet Simin Vav. Shevish Avodah. So until now he's explained Adam's put in this world, the mitzvahs are the things that sort of shape him and frame him and make him ready for to be the ruchnistic person he's supposed to be. Vav. Vihine Shevish Kalina Avodah Hu Hey Yois Adam Poine Tamer Leboire. The Shevish of all Avodah is that a person be focused always on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu, she'yeda v'yovin, shloi nivralis mistabri v'yrei. It's clear to him that the only tachlis he has is to be dovek HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo husam b'zeh ha'olam, elios kovish es yitzroi, u'mishabed atzma l'v'yrei b'koyach ha'seichel. And he was created in this world to reign in his Yitzhara and be mishabed himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'koyach ha'seichel, hefach taivas ha'choyim unto yosei. So, point one. We speak about Avodas Hashem. When you translate it very roughly, it sounds divine service means we're servicing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs servicing, and we're servicing Him. That's kind of kfira. Avodas Hashem means that our Avoda is for Hashem's sake. Like it says many times, Li Lishmi. In other words, whatever a person does as one matara, and that is Ribbono Shel Olam. Now he phrases it this way, b'vayroi, and what he does it by being koyvish es yitzroi, or mishabed atzon lebayroi b'koyach haseichel, meaning as follows: a person can determine his maisim through two ways. One is autopilot. I'll do what I want, meaning my reflex. So the things that the person wants by reflex are chaymerdike things. In other words, physical things, that's what a person wants. Things that a person does with, things that a person, ruchnistike things, need to have seichel focusing and you know, directing a person. The ritzonos that are physical are instant and reflexive. Things that are pneumistic ritzonos are seichel, which takes over the person's my immediate response. That's one. Two, he says over here, it says that Avodas Hashem means a person's Avodas Hashem is So it's an understanding that the only tachlis a person has in this world is the Mizdavik Kadosh Baruch Hu. We've said a few times when we understand Hashem Echad, the chiyuv is becholavav kol nafsho kol meidecha. So a person has to ask himself on every action, is this bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Now, the one thing that's it's much more nuanced than that is, the Rambam says in Shmoneh Prakim that a person has 1,001 activities, much more than 1,001 activities, many activities. Each and every one can be called that he's doing it l'shem shemayim, if it somehow lines up with the big picture. Let's take a simple mashal. I need to be with Hashem. In order to be with Hashem, I need a parnasa, and I need to learn a skill, and I need to go to school to learn a skill, and I need to do work to prepare, and so on. If I really figure it out, where it's all going in that direction, then all of it is nichlal in Avodas Hashem. Now let's look at where it makes enough kimina. So I need a job to support myself, and I, in order to be with Hashem, I have a choice of two jobs. One pays extremely well, but takes a lot of time, has all sorts of things going on over there that's not great, all sorts of nisyonos, versus a job that pays okay, but I have more time for myself and much less nisyonos. So instinctively we'd grab the first one. But one second, if you really are doing everything lined up, the question should be the bottom line. Where do I have most of Avodas Hashem? And if it's clear at the other job, then that's what it is. We don't do it like that. A person takes time off. When we say that everything is Shem Shemayim, we're not holding Madrega where we munch a sandwich of Shem Shemayim. We're not holding Madrega where every time we sneeze it's Shem Shemayim. And if a person thinks he is, he's fooling himself. But the bigger picture is, I have mundane activities. If I really feel that my bottom line is, does it bring me closer to Kadosh Baruch or not? And I know that this activity takes me away, so I need to chill out. That's a human need. Very few people can emulate like the Vilna Gaon type of never take a vacation type. No, we need to chill out. Fine. But I have a choice of chilling out in one place, which is fine. I have another place that drags me into a lot more than just chilling out. So I can't excuse myself and say I need time off. You do need time off. But instead of doing X, Y, or Z, which schleps you into things you shouldn't do, or borderline you should do or shouldn't do, or takes a lot of time away, or takes that, we have other activities that can give you a break, but it's not as much fun, maybe. That's fine. So if your tachlis is to have fun, you're right. The first, it doesn't hold a candle, the second one. But if the tachlis is all of Avodas Hashem, then this is it. If I give a simple mashal, a person owns a business. So in a business, you have many activities. You research a product, you market it, you research how people respond to the marketing. You work on production, you streamline it, you farm out production, v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Every facet of a business has a lot of different ofanim. So a perfect CEO looks at the bottom line. He says, okay, you're telling me we should do research on the marketing, what's effective marketing? Okay, so the research is gonna cost me $800,000. Best case scenario, how much do I stand to earn by improving my marketing? $100,000, doesn't pay. But somebody's into marketing and he's crazy about it, he loves it, loves the reasons that, he'll do it. He'll come along and say it's great marketing, but that's, the bottom line is the profit. You're telling me the profit, the chances of making profit on this is slim to zero. Same thing, oh, we have this new fancy machinery that produces this stuff. So I love fancy machinery and I'm crazy about it. But if I'm running a business and my whole matter is just a business, well, you know, it's nice, the machines are really cool, like, you know, I gotta hand it to you, and they're very neat, but what they cost, it takes away from your bottom, doesn't add to it. So if a person's, all of his cheshbonis in what he does focuses around this nekuda. So it doesn't mean the person walks around all day long learning and davening. That's one in a door. That's not something we can do. But everything I ask myself, what price is this costing me, and how much is it contributing to my overall Avodas Hashem? So a person's the core axiom that a person has to bring in himself is, I am here for Avodas Hashem. I'm here to focus all my energies on doing Rosh Hashanah Boreh, which will bring out the Ruchnis part myself. What are activities that are needed? What are activities that are needed for the activities that are needed? What are activities that are needed for the activities that are needed for the activities? That's fine. But I always keep making cheshbon when I pick and choose where do I gain the most? Where's the bottom line of the profit over here? Zion. The Rambam, by the way, speaks about that, and he's very, very, I mean, he speaks about this Nekuda in the Mishnah, and he says this only Ruach HaKodesh was written, where it says, Kol Masech Yul Shem Shemayim, Shem Ruchol Drochecho De'ehu. And the Rambam says, only somebody, this replaces volumes of philosophy, and only somebody with Ruach HaKodesh could have written it. It's an incredible Rambam. But the point of Rambam is that everything is determined by what it focuses to. So am I being over Hashem with playing ball? Well, if I made a decision, I say I need an hour of ball playing a day, and I play ball and do what's good for me, and then I'm able to learn, and that learning is, that ball playing is part of it. But if I got schlepped into it, and you know, and I'm doing a lot more than I need to, and putting a lot more energy into it than I should, then it's not. Zayin. Achan hogaz Yisrael shnei chalakim. Ha echad b'mashe asboy mitzvah tzivu boy. So in avodas Hashem you have tzivuyim. V'asheni b'mashe asip neishu muchach boy v'tzarech. V'pirush echad uklal ma'isa mitzvahs. V'asheni klal mashal mishas al tzarechay. So now he's explaining the point we made before. We have the things that we have to do, and we have the things that we have rishus to be able to. We're the ones that determine how to make use of it appropriately. Naisa mitzvus hine atachas bel adam she'aseh mevorhu shulekayim esesbor v'lasas chefzei v'hine umekayim chefzei esbor b'zeh b'shtei drachim mishachim zeh mizeh v'hainu kumekayim chefzei mashe tzivohu she'yasa maisu v'osehu. So how are mekayim ratzon Hashem with maisa mitzvus? Because we're doing what Hashem Baruch Hu told us to do. V'shenis kihine ba maisa hu hine hu mishtalim ba ach madregas ha-shleimus she told us of it sahi k'moich kasavnu v'ne miskayim chefzis barach she chofet she odom mishtalim agia l'honis b'tubi yisbarach. Every mitzvah shapes a person and moves a person up a notch, makes him a more ruchnistic person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that. So Moshe Ma'a Dova Daima, imagine I have a child who's dirty, he was playing the mud and he's filthy, and I tell the child, you have to go take a shower, you have to wash up. And the child washes up. So first of all, the child did what I told him to do, but I also, so much, it's more dear to me when a child is clean and neat than when he's verschmutzt. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the world of ruchnius of mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us carries in itself two elements. Every mitzvah is asher kitchom mitzvahis of vitzivanu. It's a tzivui, a generic tzivui. No matter what, we were told to do something, and that itself is a ma'isa brings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then a specific mitzvah, putting on tefillin, creates a particular tikkun a person, change a person for the better a certain way. Okay. Now, what about things we're doing that are not in clear mitzvahs? Yeah, you have a time. What time is it?
It's 28.
You know, let's maybe hold it here because this is an inyan b'fnei atzmoi about. Let's see it inside, then we'll see it some other time. Okay, mashadim mishtanzu elam tzorchoi. So the first thing that's relevant to divrei rishus is that it's not an avera. One, two. It needs to be something which moves away from cheshek for chumrius. Now, this is a harder one, and let's try to understand this a little bit. Imagine, okay, so I'm arranging my daily food plan. So obviously it has to be kosher. Great. I am picking food and things like that are healthy for me, good for me, too. But another point is, if I'm too much involved in the taivas achila, there is a very big inyan to move away from the taivas achila. And the reason is because that takes over the person. Anything that a person has a strong craving for, even if it's muta, but the etzem fact that a person, it arouses a craving in me, is something which is not, that means that I have something else in my life. I have ruchnis, and I have Krembo, you know, those are, so Krembo is pizza for Americans. It's something which becomes, anything which becomes a pull in its own right, and something that I'm crazy about, that is in itself some shtar avodas Hashem. Now, again, this is something you have to take gingerly. For a person who is a strong avodas Hashem, it's an inyan, to say that this should be a priority for somebody who's a bachur and so on, dayenu mashal satira, but just understanding it. It's one of the things when people look for the mashal, people will ask, is there anything wrong with following sports, with this, with that, whatever. When we're looking for activities for relaxation, diversion, whatever, so those are things that one of the important questions is, how involved do I get? How much does this take over my mitzias? If it takes over my mitzias, becomes el zar, it becomes some sort of avodah zarah. It's one thing, if let's say if sitting and watching a game, you sit and watch, you enjoy it, you go back and that's the last you think of it. But if your mind is constantly obsessing with it and tense about it and so on, so that means you've created another god, another little god in your mind. There's something wrong with that. And therefore, part of it is that the person not indulge. It's one thing a person is supposed to make sure that his girlfriend, everything's taken care of. And part of that is relaxation, taking easy, and so on. But the type of activities that tend to draw a person in are problematic, A, because it becomes very hard to stop. Secondly, there's another Elzar in the person, another strange god in the person. And that's one of the things I always find troubling about, you know, following professional sports. It becomes a whole of a Zara. It's like, I was in a cab somewhere driving to airport resident, and it was a channel that was Oisik Kol Kuloi on sports, and two commentators were speaking about the terrible tragedy of this team and how they lost, how they fumbled, this is good, this is that. It was like on and on and on and on. It's like, I'd never seen people so, but it's true, that's part of it. And that's bad. Even if it's technically kosher, it's bad. Akapan, that's his nekudah of it. He says he should make a decision about where he wants to go rather than letting his guf do it. On the other hand, you have sometimes a bach who gets very, very serious and he starts praving tanesim and not eating this and that. It's not a healthy way to go. A person can draw, a person can make some simple lines, like for the Kiddush, he's not the one who dives in head first into this, and he's not the one doesn't spend a half hour agonizing which cake or schnapps is the best in the choice. You know, a person can some motor can be restrained, but a heavy avod on these yana was never considered to be a healthy asik for a bacha. Okay. It's going to be a while now. Hanukkah, we're off. And then...